listener production.
G'day legends and welcome to another ripper episode of the Auntie Donna podcast. This week the guys finished counting down the top 10 episodes from 2023. Will your favourite episode come out on top? Stick around to find out and come back next week to hear brand new episodes. Remember, you can get access to bonus episodes and the video version of the podcast over at auntiedonnaclub.com.
And welcome to episode, whatever, the top five best ofs from 2023, even though we're in 2024.
Can I ask you, Broden, do you think this episode is the top five or do you think it's the top 10 part two?
I think we've done this before. I feel like we've done this before. I can't back it up. What were my options?
Top 10 part 2 or top 5?
Top 5. But because
you just called it top 5 and I thought that's
But what good. Do you call the previous episode?
Top 5.
Top
10.
6.
Top.
You could call it top 10.
Top 10 top part 10? 1. Top 10 part 1. This one, top 5.
What about top 10 part 1? And this one's top 5. Top 10 part 2. You know what I'm saying? Like top five is big and then in little. Or what about this? This one's called Lindsay, top five.
Write this down, Lindsay.
Top five, a top 10 film or a top 10 saga.
Top five, part two of the top 10 counting down.
Yeah.
Top.
I feel like you need like top 10 part one, top 5 to 10 or top 10 to six. Top 10 to six.
Top five.
And then top five. Top 10 part 2, top five to 1.
Or just top 5. It says it in the top 5. So if you do top 10 part 1, what about top 10?
Top 10.
Right, is the name of the first one. And then it's revealed at the end. And Dune, it's revealed in the closing credits that it's part 1. So it's like top 10 and then we only get 5 in and then it's like part 1 right in the credits. Imagine this credits. We don't have to do it for real. And then for this one, it's... Top five, and it's a part of, we have like an opening scroll because it's a part of the top 10 universe. You know what I'm saying? So like...
I think that's pretty clear.
That's clear.
I think we can move on. There were some great episodes voted on and people loved...
Prove it.
Well, shall we start with number five? Number five. You that's guys, let, you left me.
You got to go deeper.
Number five.
So at number five, starring our good mate On a Wolf.
On a Wolf. Yeah. Well, it's On a Wolf. Like, honor that
honor
wolf.
A wolf. Honor a wolf.
Yeah. Honor it. Praise it. Praise be to the wolf. And praise be to On a Wolf.
Yeah. On a Wolf.
On a Wolf.
On a Wolf. On a Wolf. On a Wolf.
Honor.
Honor.
That's her name. Honor. She's from Hot Department, great comedy duo.
The pun that we've just said doesn't work in an American accent.
Honor Wolf.
Honor.
Honor Wolf.
Wolf.
Well, on wolf. Her, it would be more like on her wolf.
Honor. On her wolf.
Honor.
Honor. It's good to do the top five because it, like you were saying last week in the top 10, get helps to do something accessible to get the people on board.
Yes.
Honor. Honor.
It's from the episode Tin Roof in brackets Shed with On a Wolf. And it's the end of the episode, I believe. It's called Broden Singing Nickelback.
I have no memory of this.
Yeah, I don't remember much either. We just, you know, the Tin Roof Shed is something that is very close to all of our hearts because it is based upon us going to drama school in the late 2000s. Close to 2003. Closer to 2003 did we go to drama school than now.
Well, I hope one day I get in.
You went.
Did, you went. You got an A letter.
Are you guys excited for Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, the epic finale?
I'm excited for Fahrenheit 9/11 and what he's got to say.
Yeah, I wonder what went on there really.
Yeah, Michael Moore is going to tell me.
I just can't wait to find out what happens to Neo and Trinity and his friends.
In the revolution.
Yeah.
Well, that works kind of for 2003, but also 2020, 2021, two-ish.
Yeah. So I got like a little bit more because the fantails, they just chop them off.
I reckon we just play.
Yeah.
Can we just play this first?
Tin Roof Shed, though, is like all of our drama school stories.
And yes. When we get back, you'll hear half of a What Movie Am I?
Check it out.
Maureen, you need to seduce me one more time. Do that thing you always do. Put out that nick. Put that nickel on your thigh and make it dance.
Nickel.
I want to lick that nickel up, Maureen. I want to see what's inside your nickel, your body. I want to put that nickel inside you and pretend that I'm a tiny coin. You're a coin purse, Maureen.
Nickel.
I'm going to lift you up and I'm going to haul you through the streets. I'm going to put pebbles and nickels inside you.
Never made it as a wise man. Couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing.
That's how my parents met.
Never live as a blind man.
That's how they made
me. Loving and a sense of feeling. And this
I used to hear them fuck every night. But I don't fuck.
This is how
I make
you
love.
Remind me of what I
first
really
time I
am.
Fucked not someone, like or rather the first time someone fucked
once
me.
Went on a different story.
They told me
this time I'm
to blow inside them.
For it and you were hard
and I did.
And I've been,
but I wanted it back.
I've been down to the bottom of
I wanted it bottom. Back.
The Star I ain't never killed the dog. But I've certainly thought about it.
Fun, yeah.
Walking down the streets of London. Generations of pain and anger. I see that dog smirking at me. And I think, why not? Why not commit the violence that I have known through my life? Why not take this dog and teach it a lesson or two? But I didn't. Because I will break this cycle. My father killed dogs. His father killed dogs, but I will not kill dogs. I walk into a pub and he offers me a pint of beer.
Here you go, son.
I take the beer, I drink it, and I contemplate. It would be so easy to kill that dog, I think. But I dare not say it, even in the rough company I see before me.
Come on, son.
What is a taboo, I ask? What is a taboo?
I don't know. What do you mean?
I could in kill a pig context? And eat it.
Right.
Yeah, I could not kill a dog.
What?
What is a taboo, I ask?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Taboo! Taboo! My friend, he chimes in from the back of the bar.
Why is he yelling?
He's heard
taboo?
Me say
Why
taboo
is he
before.
That?
Taboo, he says.
Are we talking about taboos? Taboos!
Taboo!
Taboos! Taboos.
Why society?
Taboos.
Why does society say what? That I
taboos.
Cannot kill a dog?
Taboos.
Yet I can take millions, billions of dollars like the bank took from me. I was a working class man and the bank took all my money and not one day of prison for none of them. Anarchy.
Danger.
Fear.
Google.
New Year's 2000. And four. Stacey, since I met you 7 years ago, my life has changed for the better. And going into this new year, I have to tell you.
Yeah?
I slept with Marie in
5 seconds to midnight.
You slept with Marian?
10 seconds.
I didn't mean to.
How'd you do it?
With my penis.
20 seconds.
How many
to midnight.
How many times did it go in?
From count?
Yeah.
30 seconds.
From memory?
To midnight. Yeah.
37, 38.
10.
How long did it last?
9.
What did her pussy, what did her wet cunt smell like on your deep, deep fingers?
It smelled like I was free.
What did her wet cunt
7.
Smell like on your fingers
6.
Deep inside 12. Her?
It smelled like I wasn't holding back
5.
For the first time.
What did your cum smell like as it hit
4.
The floor? Has it hit the floor of your betrayal?
Four,
what did your wet cunt
three,
and your cummy cum
four,
smell like
two,
dripping on the carpet
four,
like a wet rag in the
one,
middle of the night?
It smelled like...
Ding dong midnight.
Very funny, bro.
Very funny.
Very funny singing.
Thank you.
Yeah. So now I'm going to do what movie am I? Unfortunately, it doesn't have the answer. It's chopped off at the bottom.
So we might never get it.
So we'll never know.
Yeah, we might
never. We will never know the answer. Okay, what movie am I? Directed by Randall Kleiser in 1978, it is a musical film about teen love in the 50s. It's California, 1959, and Danny Zuko and Australian Sandy Olsen are in love. It stars John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. Newton...
And that's
and then it
the
cuts
end.
Off.
Oh, God. We'll never fucking
well,
know.
No, you can't.
We'll never know what
there's
that
not
movie
enough
was.
Information
I'm glad
there.
It's being fucking discontinued because you can't do that to people.
Yeah, you just hope that that question is somewhere in that in the bag yeah, of
fantails. Fantails need. Thank God. This might be why they've been discontinued because
yeah.
they never. It's either put one or fucking put two.
Like the beating heart under the floorboards of that
Edgar Allan Poe.
Edgar
the
Allan Poe.
Telltale heart.
I will be driven insane by that half a question.
It's great.
Number four.
This climbing up 112 votes is their favorite moment.
Jesus.
Fart rating part one.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it didn't get better.
No, I imagine it would have dramatically dropped off pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I think we did three episodes.
Did we?
Of fart rating.
That's too many.
I think it's perfect.
It's a lot. That's a lot.
The section is the cliffhanger fart. Do you guys remember this?
No.
No, me neither.
I just remember farts and we rated the farts. Well, yeah. Let's find out which fart got to number four.
Number four.
My favorite was two.
Hang on.
Fart two?
Two fart.
Or fart
two
four.
Fart cartoon low buzz fart times two?
Fart two was fart oscillating four. Fart.
Or four fart,
the
two.
The second fart we played or fart two?
No. Fart two is four fart two. Wet loose hole fart with a sharp fade out, slight Home Improvement style uptick.
That's
four fart two.
That's four fart two.
That's four fart two.
Which sounds like this.
That was four fart two, wet loose hole fart with a sharp fade out and slight Home Improvement style uptick.
Four
I don't
fart
know if
two.
I agree with wet.
Oh, okay. I can change it.
I just don't know if I agree with wet.
I don't care.
I think we will come across ones where we go, that's wet, and we will regret later.
Do you think this is not wet?
Because
there's wetter, there's ways to... Do you think it's not wet?
I think to call it wet is a stretch.
I'll just call it loose hole fart with a sharp fade.
But then you're also just talking about two fart cartoon low buzz fart times two, which sounds like this. Classic.
That's my favorite.
Here it comes. Yeah. That's your favorite?
Yeah.
Great.
That's your favorite?
Well, I can't go past an augmented oscillating fart pair.
Which is, was that? What,
that's
two fart cartoon low buzz fart times two.
Yes.
It's saying it's your favorite before we've heard all of them is
of the four
is wild.
Of the four so far.
Okay, great. Because I just feel like
of
you're
the
gonna
four.
Come to regret that later.
I'm not.
Because I won't
I
let
doubt
you pick
it
a second
will be
favorite.
My full favorite.
All right, good.
It's just the most interesting of the four.
I won't let you pick another favorite.
I think three and four are good workmanlike farts.
I've never heard a better fart than this.
We're more likely to use them.
I won't fucking take that if then later on you hear one and you're like, actually, that's my favorite.
But
out of the ones that we've heard.
Are you going to hold me against something I never said?
I might.
But I never said it. I said that's my favorite of the four. If one that is more interesting comes along... So be it. We'll find out in part two.
We'll see you next week on this podcast where we might do this or another one might come out.
Did we want to go out with a fart?
Yeah, let's do a cliffhanger.
Let's go out with
and
fart.
Then, yeah, what are we going to call that? That's great. I'm happy to just keep rolling into part two if that's cool with you, Oscar.
Not when you say part two. You mean episode two of...
let's go out.
I don't know if you... Well, you mean episode two because you're not talking about three fart two.
No, I'm not.
Should we go out with this fart and then we'll come back with part two?
Yes.
Okay.
Here we go.
So we'll leave you on this one, which will be the starting discussion in part two. I'm just going to tell them it's called fart three.
Oh, I was going to go on the last one on the list.
Oh, okay.
But it's up to you guys.
Oh, okay. No, do you want to go?
Why would you do the last one on the list, Oscar?
I just felt for a little bit longer.
Oscar's prepped this.
He's got a funny fart.
All right. So we'll end on that and we'll see you.
Wait, are we playing it?
We'll see. It's going to play and then we're not going to talk.
So we're going to end on very confusing.
This is the cliffhanger, Mark. This is the Netflix 10, 15 seconds. You know,
we're going to hear this fart and then we're going to hear thoughts, opinions in the next episode, part two.
And here it is. We'll see you next week.
God, I didn't need that. I like my life. I didn't need that.
Wow. There it was.
Number three.
You're just pushing through on him.
Well,
there's
I've
an,
got a little
there's
bit
an
more.
Answer at the. Yeah, there's a third one. I just want to hear the. Yeah.
Frontman of coffee company Nespresso's advertising
George
campaign.
Clooney.
Answer. George Clooney.
It's incredible. Maybe they've done the fantail question so that if it does cut off, you can probably figure it out.
Yeah, the most obscure fact in Tom Hanks's Who Am I is in the middle, which is rare for Who Am I. Usually it's at the
probably,
top. Yeah.
Probably a lot of thought put to it because they would have got complaints as well. I want to be able to play it, but I can't because you cut it off.
I fully believe that there would have been more than one person that would have written a letter or an email to Fantail complaining about that.
Without question.
At number three, and we're getting close. Now we're climbing. This is 140 votes for this
Jesus
one that people thought this was their favorite. This one, we were in here one day and we went in and we went, sometimes we prep ideas and sometimes we go this. Mm-hmm. And this one was one of those, maybe we're this.
I can't wait to find out what it
is. I have no idea. I'm very excited.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
It's got to be when he had Jordan Peterson on.
Who's he? Are you doing?
It's not Joe Rogan.
We're not talking about.
So is it just Auntie Donna?
Yes.
Podcast? Okay. That makes a lot more sense now. I was like, wow, we're really killing this list. We're doing really well.
I don't know if I haven't seen the whole list, but I don't think other podcasts get onto.
Okay, sure. Oh, that makes a lot more sense. I thought we were doing really well. I thought it was all podcasts.
No,
you're an oaf sometimes. At number three, we walked in and we said, maybe we're just kittens.
Oh, yeah.
And then what started was...
We said?
I think it was me.
And you I think said. you're repainting I think you're repainting history here. You had been insisting on kittens for weeks.
Oh, that's true, maybe.
You were like, I think we should do a kittens podcast. Every day you came in, you're like, kittens, it's going to be great.
Meow, 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 meow.
And there
meow,
it is.
Meow, meow.
Yeah. And so, but then what happened... About 10 minutes in, little did we know that we were opening the vortex to a world of sci-fi and timeouts. And
oh, was this the first timeout episode?
Timeout part one.
Yeah, right.
A couple of naughty kittens, timeout part one.
Wow.
And then the section that made it in as 140 people's favorite moment of the year was the cat mech suit and entering the timeouts.
Great choice. I love Kate.
All I remember is Zach and I not being quite on board with how the mech suit was constructed and where the sort of kitten sat.
I think that's, and that's probably what it's going to be.
I don't know if that's this bit, but let's find out right now.
Now I have three heads.
He said.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up, you.
He said.
No, I'll talk.
He said.
And then the kittens slam their mech cat. I'm going to slam my mech cat hands on the ground and make rocks fall from the top to crush the dog.
Mark said.
And now the big human mech suits aren't available to us and they've been destroyed.
Mark said.
It's then that as the dog died,
Mark
they saw. The three mech suits completely fine behind the pile of
and
rubble.
And then they blew up. And then the three mech suits
The three
blew
cats
up.
Blew up.
No, the three mech suits. No, Time the three out. Mech suits.
Oh, my God.
I said the three mech
Mark.
Suits. Mark. I said the three mech
but
suits.
But then I said the three cats, so that means the
but
three cats
But then I said the three mech suits after that.
But that means the three mech suits and the three cats are now dead.
You're right. Sorry, let's go back.
No, we can't go back.
Oh, the cats came back together.
Mark said.
As did the mech suits.
Which
Zach
then
said.
Blew up.
Zach said, Mark.
What did you say?
The mech suits blew up again. And they can't be gone
and
back
the
together.
Shrapnel,
and they can't
the
be gone back together.
The shrapnel from the
Meow.
The mech suits. Meow. Shut up. The shrapnel from the mech suits killed the three kittens.
Which they stopped.
Mark said.
And didn't kill them.
Zach said. Zach thought for a moment. And then.
Oh, I'm good. Yeah, whatever.
There right, and then go.
No, whatever.
Look, man.
No, we'll do whatever you want.
No. Look, it's this thing. This is what's hard because this is what happened. And so this is hard.
Yeah.
We can't change history. You can't go back and get Hitler into art school. It's like you can't.
Can you throw the music in? We're just going to get that music back on. Then the three cats went back in time and put Hitler in, kept the Hitler in art school. And World War II didn't happen. And things were really good. Scientific progress.
Zach said.
Just went a little bit different. It was a little slower, to be honest.
Zach said.
Because the nuclear bomb, as awful as it was, did lead to a lot of development in stuff like the MRI and all of that.
Mark paused with his hands.
Yeah, can I time out? Tell Mark for 1 second. I know you said it was semantics.
Tell me out.
If Broden is just going to be doing Zach said, Mark said.
I'm narrating.
Like, that feels like a narrator C.
No.
To me.
Do not take lead narrator from me. Do not take lead narrator from me.
Prove to me that you're a narrator A.
Prove to me.
And I won't take it off you.
Prove to me.
Because at the moment, you're acting a real narrator C.
Broden thought for a moment about how he would turn.
Oh, he's gone so meta with the narration.
Oh, well, for a moment, how he could turn these two men, these two stubborn bearded men, away from their thoughts that Broden should be narrated.
Time out
from the timeout.
Mm-hmm.
Should we play music for that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So I need to just stop that. The layer of this improv where we were.
This is the double timeout.
Yeah.
Where we were disagreeing about what to do. Should it have a narration? I feel like that was, in my mind, set in the real world. That was like us having a real conversation.
Yeah.
But now with narration, that's like also a sort of story.
Yeah, no, I completely understand.
And I'm not narrating here, though. On this level, I'm not narrating.
No.
Said Broden incredulously.
No!
Oh, shit.
Zach's doing narration on
that's
level two.
That's narrator double A.
Mark realised in this moment just how confusing this podcast might get. And in an effort to maybe move backwards a little bit, he declared,
meow.
They heard off in the studio in the corner. It was the three kittens.
Time out.
Come on, man. Get on board. Come on.
I'm on board.
The kittens are here.
I just need, they're not here. They're there.
Yeah.
We're in
level three now.
No, we're in level four.
I believe this is level four. Yeah, okay. You've got the kittens.
You got the kittens through. Can we get this? No, I want to write it down.
No,
I
don't write it down. I'm keeping track of this.
So we've got the kitten story, the kitten mech suit.
Yep, you've got Mark and Zach and Broden sort of arguing about
the mech discussion level.
Yeah. The story where we should go. Then you've got the next level, which is we're just actually having a genuine conversation about whether we're disagreeing or not, which is also being narrated.
Yep.
And the kittens from the first one are also in this one.
Yes.
As the boys,
they're time travelers.
The boys pointed and used their fingers.
Wait, and this is four.
Gesticulating.
Where we're just talking about. Is level four where we're just talking about.
Are you guys excited for level five?
Yeah.
There's going to be a level five.
I will build to that.
Here's my question.
Sit in level four for a
do we have
bit.
To go. Can we go from level five to level one, or do we have to go through four, three, two?
Levels.
Yeah, to get there. Right?
Also, and this is a full ripoff of Inception. Right, what I'm
everything is really, you know, whenever you do levels.
It was a ripoff of The Matrix. Yeah, Matrix was a ripoff of Ghost in the Shell, which was a ripoff of I Don't Know. That's Where My Knowledge Ends.
And they're all a ripoff of The Accidental Tourist with William Hurt.
And in a lot of ways, they're all a ripoff of Plato's Cave.
Time out.
And I don't know. I still don't know because I didn't listen to the clip.
You didn't listen?
No, we're just powering through.
You should have listened, man. Me and bro listened.
Oh. Did you? What bit was it?
Yeah.
At number two. I remember this one very vividly. Very vividly.
I'm spinning a thing on my chair.
I don't know if you can hear that, dear listener, but Zach is spinning a thing on his chair.
It feels funny to not have another fantail.
Do you want to go get one?
Well, how about we... In-
You go get one, Will Phil.
Can you get one for the group? Can you get three, please? Do you reckon you'll get away with three?
I'm good without one, but I'll see yours.
I'll get two fantails.
Yeah.
So one fantail for Mark.
Yes.
And one fantail for me.
Yes. Get a third for the table.
I'm going to get a third for the table. You don't have to have
it. You don't have to have it. There's no pressure.
Yeah. Go for it.
But no chewing of fantails over
no,
number
I'm
going to
suck on mine.
No, that's full on. All right, I'm going to go get the fantails. You guys can introduce and do number two.
Oh, yeah, cool.
But do let me know when I get back.
This one is also a good one for Zach as well. We just talked about bringing an idea in immediately versus one we prepped. And this one, I remember thinking it would be cool to do an episode that's about hot tips to survive year 12.
Oh, yes.
And Zach came in as the study penguin.
Yep.
And you came in, I think we just riffed.
I have no idea. I remember the impetus. I remember the thought, and I thought that was a cool idea, but I do not remember the execution.
The section is called Penguin Has No Authority to Give Advice to Year 12s. Mark wags school to have sex with his girlfriend.
Did I really talk about that?
Imagine the shit you've said on this podcast over 400 episodes.
Oh, God, I've revealed so much. But the thing is, dear listener, you don't know what's real or not. This was real. I also wagged. Can I go through the reasons I wagged school?
Yeah, please. It's Mark's top. How many?
I don't know. I'm going to think. I didn't wag too much. Let's say three.
We'll count up.
All right. One was to have sex with my girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah. I was in year 10 at the time.
Yeah, I was in year 12.
Yeah.
And it was very exciting. I'd lost my virginity that year and, you know, it was all very exciting.
What classes did you wag? Do you remember?
It definitely, unequivocally, would have been a maths day because nothing made me feel stupider than maths. I was not allowed to sit next to my friend. I was put into the corner during my maths class because my friend now is a police officer who works for the Australian Federal Police. Smart guy. But I was like, you know the Bart Simpson diagram in terms of grades that sink into the vortex? I was literally that in maths class.
You almost ruined his life.
Yeah. And no one went, hey, maybe we should check in on Mark's mental health.
Yeah.
See if there's anything going on in
there.
Do
you think school is for everyone?
No.
Great. Zach's walked back in, but I want to hear the other reasons why you wagged school.
Took a day off to watch Batman Begins. I remember it, June 17th. I was so fucking excited.
Did you love it?
Oh, man. Fucking 17-year-old Mark, director at the time, favorite fucking character. Thank you so much. I'm about to suck on a fantail over here.
Zach's brought back three.
Fantail?
No, thank you.
Save it for later.
I could not believe that somehow over in Hollywood, a machine, I had no idea how that all that shit worked.
Cameras,
but just decision making.
Had made your favorite film.
I had no idea how my favorite fucking comic book character and my favorite director at the time had somehow come together to make like a version of Batman that was like, holy shit.
In retrospect, it was probably closer to what you would end up doing as a career. You should have wagged school.
Absolutely.
And now Mark, at that point, put a fantail in his mouth. I will be sucking.
I'm sorry. No, I'm not trying.
He's just enjoying it.
But it's very delicious.
And what I'm saying to the kids who might be at high school now is the thing you're passionate about, whether it's Batman or jacking it or...
Did you just do a bit of the episode?
No, we're just talking about hot tips to survive year 12. Do you remember doing that?
Mm-hmm.
And you started as a penguin and then it became sort of an old man of unfulfilled sort of journey.
He's still the penguin.
He's still a penguin.
I just gave him some depth.
Yeah, he was a penguin from like a working class rural area.
He's hard to suck on.
Yeah.
That's why I kept it in my mouth.
It's so...
Too
much.
Here's that episode at number two and we'll be back with number one.
Penguin's mate for life.
Yeah.
Is it actually that hard to find a mate in the Antarctica as a penguin when you're surrounded by penguins?
Well, I'll tell you what, finding a mate for life isn't nearly as hard as managing all the stresses of year 12. It can certainly feel like you're making choices that are going to affect the rest of your life.
And you've been through year 12.
Yeah, no, I'm a penguin. I'm a cartoon penguin.
So what gives you the authority?
to lecture kids about their experiences going through year 12 when you haven't done it yourself.
So, you guys are here for the experience. I'm here to boil it down to fun, catchy ideas. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm here to cut through. Yeah.
Sid, Millie and Ollie at the Olympics. Yeah.
But what right do you have to stand in front of us and say, look us in the eye and say, you know what these kids are going through?
Well, so my dad died when I was 15, all right?
Okay, yeah.
And I didn't. I wanted to do year 12. But I had to support my
Okay, all right. Fine.
I had to get a trade. You know, it was a different time.
Yeah, I get it.
You have other life advice to give.
And my mum got a lot of help from the church.
We were wrong and we apologize.
I'm sorry. Get a trade. I was a smart kid. So, I was going to be an engineer.
It was like a 55-year-old penguin who grew up in like rural.
I was going to be an engineer and I had to become a mechanic.
Yeah, right.
I wanted to do year 12.
Yeah. But now you're helping year 12s out now.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you're imparting your wisdom of your tough life.
Apparently, I don't have the
move
fucking
on.
Life.
Move on, penguin.
It was confusing because it just felt like you'd lived the life of a penguin. Yeah. Not like, because there's a lot of human stuff going on there.
Yeah, you're just a penguin who lives...
Penguins don't experience loss and grief. Yep, sure.
That's not what I'm saying, but what we are saying is that...
All penguins look the same,
What we are saying is that year 12 is tough.
Sure.
Oh, it's so tough.
But year 12 can be tough. And year 12 can be easy.
Stop. Year 12 is the hardest and best year of your whole life. Being an adult sucks.
Yeah.
And it's the last time when you feel like you're an adult. But year 12 is important because it decides what you're going to do with the rest of your life.
With the rest of your life. And the thing is that the decisions that you make now will echo and be a part of
your
life
forever.
For the rest of your life.
Whoa. I'm slipping and sliding all over the ice. It can feel really hard to stand up straight and get my balance when I'm slipping on ice.
Let me give you a hot tip for your maths exam. Studying for your maths exam and making a cheat sheet can be hard. So do what I did. Ask a friend to borrow their cheat sheet and then just copy it. But don't actually take in any of the information. Then get into the exam, look at the cheat sheet, realize I don't know what the fuck this says or what's on it. And then get a D+.
Yeah, nice. Do the highlighter bit though.
Right.
It helps you remember different things. So yellow
does it,
means...
though?
Doesn't matter.
Sometimes I put a little song in my head. 1 + 1 = 2. 2 + 2 = 3. 3 + 4 = 5. 8 + 6 = 7. That's how I retain great information.
8 + 6 = 7.
That's how I remember. And that's how I got a great score on my general maths exam.
Did you know that penguins love to sing? Every penguin has their own song.
8 + 4 = 9. 7 + 12 = 8. 9 + 4 = 11.
Wow.
7 + 6 = 12.
Whoa.
Come
stop.
On, whoa.
Freeze.
Oh.
I know year 12 can be hard because you're learning different things.
And your dicks always are because you're so horny.
Yeah, horny little teen. Yeah.
Or you got wet puss.
Yeah, you got wet puss and what?
That doesn't matter because year 12 is the best year of your life. Take it out yourself and enjoy it.
Just making sure that takeout wasn't going somewhere. In a position where I'm not comfortable talking.
Don't eat much greasy food.
Yeah.
Too much greasy food will not affect your brain. You need good brain food like broccoli and carrots.
Yeah. And don't wag to go fuck your girlfriend or your boyfriend. Yeah. Don't do it. I mean, unless you don't care. Like me. I used to wag all the time to fuck my girlfriend.
What do you think about that? What do I think about that? I just think that's, you know, we come a long way. We come a long way, you know. I'm not a particularly
articulate guy. Study tips.
The amount of days I put my spare clothes in my backpack, said mum, see ya, I'm catching the bus and going to school. Would go to the train station toilets at Werribee Station, get changed, meet my girlfriend at the bus station, go home and fuck her. Was so many, I can't even tell you.
I didn't care about my education.
But you still figured it out and got into a cool uni.
3 years after, as I entered it as a mature age student, because that's the thing they don't tell you. If you just wait a couple of years, it doesn't fucking matter what your score was.
Are you telling me they let you into that place where you have to pay 20 grand a year?
Yeah. Yes, they
do. Cool. But what about your P's?
What? And your Q's.
No, your P's, your driver's license.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't drive, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Too much.
That's right.
They are a lot. They are. That's why I don't want one.
Yeah.
And that's why they're being discontinued. Because if I, they're not like a lolly that I go, I'm going to have heaps of them.
I quite like them. I like that they take them, that you can suck on them, you know?
Every time I chew it.
It takes a while.
It's not a chewer. It's a sucker. Yeah. You don't chew them. You suck them.
Oh, it's so sweet.
I forgot how.
We don't need these. We don't need these. I'm glad they're gone.
I love them. They're my fave.
Oh, no, I'm so glad they're gone. That's fucked. I had an awful experience just then.
Cool. Shall we?
Yeah.
All right. I really liked that episode. I was just talking while you're away about the idea of ones we just think of in the moment versus ones with a bit of prep, and there's some that are good. A bit of variation.
Merit
is good
to both. We even did a couple this year where we prepared nothing, and I had a lot of fun with them. You know, so a good mix.
Folks, it's taken us 2 weeks, but we are now at number one. The one that
and three. Who am I's?
And oh, Jesus, how are we going to? All right, let's do them. Who am I's?
All right. I'll do it real quick.
Yes.
I'm really struggling over here with you, this piece of candy.
You hate fantails.
I don't think I'll like them.
You can just spit it out into the cup.
That's done.
Well done.
Well done. Congratulations.
Oh, yuck.
And you're happy they're discontinued.
It leaves such a foul taste in my mouth.
I think as a humanity, we don't like change. Core in ourselves, we don't like change. We yearn for change and we must have change. And we will change. But when change happens, we are adverse to it unless we put some thought into it as a society.
Yeah.
One thing I'll say to Fantail's credit, I think in this day and age, in this time, you know, of TikToks and instant gratification, we don't think of a chocolate caramel as something to be savoured and sucked upon. You know, that's more of a sugar lolly.
What's TikTok got to do with that?
Because TikTok, you get 10 seconds every, immediate.
This is
too much for
the new generation. A Fantail is too much.
You can suck on a sugar lolly, sure. But even that's not, you know, that's going out of style.
If someone crunches into a lolly, like a hard cob, it'll make me feel sick.
Yeah, you don't, and Fantail, even though it's chocolate and caramel, is more in that category.
Yeah.
It's a pop it in your mouth, let it
That has
it
made
savor.
Me feel so sick.
Because you had to chew it. You felt the need to chew it because we were on air. You had to chow it down.
But
it's
also,
not a chow down,
no,
kind of chow.
They're meant to be enjoyed alongside facts and guess who's as well.
It's a long really, car ride. True. I think of Fantails as the bus trip, you know, or a long car ride.
Give us a guess who. And I'm going to actually play this time.
Okay. And you're going to jump in? Is that the idea?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. They're a group of four men who have their own children's television program.
The Wiggles.
Yep.
Nice.
All right, next one is...
I'm going again. I'm going
for this one's tough, actually.
I'm going for the hat trick.
This one's tough.
No, it's going to be really easy.
The British series of spy films...
James Bond.
Yeah.
Fucking Jesus Christ.
I am special.
Okay.
You are.
I know the Wiggles and James Bond.
Who am I? Born in Texas in 1981, she was the lead of the group Destiny's Child.
Beyonce.
And also... Well, I've got some bad news for you boys.
Beyonce Knowles.
We'll never know.
Oh, it was cut off?
This one's cut off right at the bottom.
Shit.
So right. This person was the lead of Destiny's Child. They were Foxy Cleopatra in Goldmember and they were in Dreamgirls.
That's Beyonce. That's
absolutely Beyonce. No.
They had a character called Sasha Fierce, has a child with Jay-Z.
Beyonce.
Called Blue Ivy Carter. We will never know.
That's Beyonce.
Who, you know, there's a lot of talk in the group.
Absolutely Beyonce.
That it could be Beyonce. But because it's cut off at the bottom, we'll never know.
I think you can take all those facts and then, you know, put them to, hey.
I think it's Beyonce as well, but.
Before we go to number one, Lindsay, would you be able to give us a few notable mentions who were just outside the top 10?
The number 11 was Boat Week Part 1.
Wasn't Boat Week part?
First Boat Week.
The Boat Weeks were, because there was multiple Boat Weeks, they probably spread their votes.
Yeah.
But I thought part three, where Mark is drunk and abusive, is great. I genuinely thought it was great content.
Abusive?
Oh, yeah, maybe like, but affectionate abuse, you know, like in the morning drunk.
Sorry, I'm sucking on two Fentails.
Two Fentails?
Two? You took both?
Yeah, I just wanted to suck on a couple
Jesus
of
Christ. Lindsay, what else was a notable mention?
Number 12 was Valentine's Day with Mr. Sexy.
We should do a Mr. Sexy.
A little grab of them.
And then, you must forgive Zach. He has two Fentails in his mouth.
And number 13 was Funny Mums and Dads with Alyssa Limperis.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
beautiful.
That is good. I love Alyssa.
I'm trying to make it into the top 10.
Dear listener, you may not be able to make out what Zach is saying, but that's purely because he has two Fentails in his mouth.
Now, I could chew on them quick, but
don't
that's
chew.
Not
don't chew.
Way.
No, I think you they chew on them after the pod.
I'm excited to see how you go after this because they have cut straight through me like a knife.
Oh, my God.
Get my mum here because I got to go to the
No, Mark, no. Number 14, what was there before? I just want
number
one more.
Number 14 was the standing episode.
No, great.
Oh, I love the standing episode.
Where Mark famously accused us of Broden of leaning.
That's right. And I wasn't. Or I was.
You were leaning, but the let's not, you know.
You were leaning.
Number
that was, sorry,
one.
Sorry. Whether you were leaning or not was
That's
never
not
in
question.
You 100% were leaning.
What's fair to say is leaning standing? That's fair. That's the
I
argument.
Didn't think I was leaning.
You were leaning.
As the head of your defense, Broden, I have to tell you straight up, I was like, okay, this is open and shut. You were leaning. All I can do here is say that leaning is still standing.
Someone died. We're just trying to figure out whether it was first degree or manslaughter.
You know, this and it was a real, like, take it to the Supreme Court kind
of.
I don't think we have time today. But
at number one.
And this is going to be of no surprise to those who've been with us all year. And if you have been with us all year, thank you so much. We love you.
I cannot
fucking even imagine what this is going to be.
Oh, come on.
I can't wait to find out.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Genuinely?
Yeah.
Well, I've got it right here.
I'll go.
The audience will go. Well,
how many people voted for it?
205.
Well, those 205 will go well. But everyone else will be like, fucking, are you serious?
I think it's our longest clip. At 6:11.
Jesus.
6:11.
That's so.
I have a long
time.
Oh,
my God. That brings up a lot of questions for me.
Wow.
Yeah. It is. The episode is called Silly Boy.
Oh, really?
As a confession.
Of course. Everybody loves Silly Boy.
Could this be an episode we do in the future? Zach has Fentails in his mouth?
Fentails in his mouth.
Our best of is eligible for the next best of. Hello?
This section.
What? I asked a question.
I did not understand. I think it might be the two Fentails in your mouth that's making it difficult to understand.
I would love it. Our best of episode is eligible for next year's best of.
No,
didn't get a word of that.
No, he's saying are next year's best ofs, are these best ofs eligible for next year's best ofs?
No, but is this bit
eligible for next year's best
of?
I feel like I've been pushing for that most years. I want to get one of these best of intros into the best
this
of.
This is all based on fan.
Yes. How about one year we do a best of?
Oh, I think Zach has either finished one fan tale.
Or he's evolved.
Or he's evolved. To
like a pelican.
I've smushed it into a... I've smushed fan tale into a thin...
Is it on the roof of your mouth?
That I can then put next to my teeth.
Okay, great.
It's disgusting.
The section is called Silly Boy Confessing.
Well, I wonder what will happen now.
Here it is. If you're just joining us, we're here with Silly Boy. And he's got a confession.
So I realised, I wish him back to the podcast a couple of times and after I... you know, jerked off to them, I realised...
This fucking...
I realized.
You masturbated to the podcast. You masturbated to you guesting.
Sometimes I get some clarity after I do that. It's just for clarity.
You jerk off to our podcast.
Just for clarity.
Well, you know, that's not crazy.
Just for clarity.
It's fine to jerk off while you listen, but you just don't say that shit, man. It's not silly.
Just for clarity.
Yeah, go on, please.
Because it brings clarity to my mind.
Yeah.
And I realized something that I was doing. Because like I said, I can point out when things are silly. I can point out when things are silly.
Things?
Which?
TH to P. TH to P. Things are silly.
It perfectly points a sway that I find
perfectly. Hang on. Perfectly pine. So F is now P. TH is P. F is P.
You're being very
and you claim.
You're being very sweary.
No, I'm just trying to find continuity.
Continuity.
First time you've turned TH into P.
Consistency.
Can I tell you something, man? He's always had your back.
I fought for you in meetings.
He's always had your back, and you are losing him now.
I just want clarity on TH to P and then F to P.
Why? See, well, this all ties into part of my confession. While I might be great, good, even one wing at pointing out when people are being sweary, I've always swear that, well, I'm not sweary.
Yeah.
You've said you're not silly.
But I've realised.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah. Here we go.
I've realised.
Yeah.
That sweary boy.
Yes.
Can boy.
Mm. Uh-huh.
At times.
Okay.
Silly, yeah.
Shut. Boden.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're just dragging it out.
You're dragging it out.
Well, it's hard.
Which is silly.
By the way. It is sweary. Yeah. And that ties into my confession.
Don't start again.
Please just confess, man.
Don't start again. I imagine the confession is that he's silly.
He's realised that he's silly. Is that what you've realised? After you jerked off to the sounds of our voices, you realised in a moment of clarity that you are not just pointing out things are silly, but you are silly. We're going to cut to an ad break. Silly boy has realised he's silly.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what his confession is.
Oh, okay. Sure.
We're back and Silly Boy joins us. And Silly Boy has a silly confession.
Well, I wanted to come on here to sway some things and hopefully bury the hatchet.
I'm sweary boy.
And that means sometimes I will do silly things that are very sweary,
yeah.
And I've realized that while I'm good at pointing out things that are sweary, and when people are being sweary, and when you're Broden being sweary, and when Zach is being sweary, and if, you know, people on the street are being sweary, and when Joe Rogan's being sweary, which I did, he was being so sweary the whole time. He's the sweariest man I've ever met.
Joe Rogan is, yes. Now, and your point is?
My point is that from time to time, Sweary boy.
Is silly.
Please don't. Please.
I can't.
What? I lost my train of thought. What was I swearing?
Sorry. You had a confession to make.
Before he confesses, Broden, I want to apologise. I shouldn't have been rude to
you. No, I understand.
I was getting a little frustrated. I think you were.
Why
as well.
Are you frustrated?
What's your confession?
What makes you frustrated?
I don't want to talk about it with you.
What? I would.
I believe in burying the hatchet as well, silly boy. I have been in the past rude to
pronounced hatchet.
Yes, sure. The hatchet, sure. I've been rude to you in the past.
You know,
silly
it's
boy.
Not easy.
Yep. And
it's not easy. So I'm going to keep it. Come on here and talk about swear we.
Well, you don't have to.
Talk about.
You don't have to come on. Yeah.
Talk about swear we things and, you know, confess something. It's not wheezy. And you're making it very hard. And
quad.
You're making it very quad.
I don't know what it is. Can I say something, silly boy?
Weird.
I'm still oscillating. I feel sick sometimes.
What are you washing?
But you are making me laugh in a way that you haven't before. There are moments of joy here, and I think there's a path for you. I think
there's moments of joy in war. It's like a soldier in World War II in the trenches, and next to his dead friend, he looks over and sees a flower. You know?
Yeah, it's sure, but I really liked the hatchet thing.
Yeah.
It was fun to push it into a place. I still find the sexual stuff and the infantilization quite sickening. But
what sexual?
I think at your core there, what sexual? I think this realization you've had.
What?
Jerking off. While listening to our podcast.
That's what we wish. I don't want to get blue balls.
Release.
You're welcome to jerk off. If anyone listening right now is jerking off to Silly Boy, you're welcome to do that. I just don't need to know.
It wasn't a sexual thing. Okay. It was just, I have boob balls.
I don't have an issue with the jerking off. I have an issue with you coming into my space and telling me you jerked off.
Well, I'm just very honest. And sweet.
And there it
and
was.
And there it was.
A great year of best of. And here's a great year of 2024.
Well, it's a thank you to that.
Exciting news.
205 masochists who just.
Yes. Yeah. And thank you to everyone who voted. There were a wide spread of people voting across what would have been 52 or so episodes.
Yeah. And if you want to have your vote, if you think, what a crock of shit, none of those were my favorite.
Yeah.
Get on that Patreon, Auntie Donna Club, powered by Patreon. You got to be a subscriber if you want to be a, if you want to get a vote for the Fiverr,
you gotta
the top Fiverr.
You got to pay the plate.
You got to pay the plate.
You got to pay it to play it.
You got
to
paint the plate.
You got to pay it to play it.
You got to pay it to play it.
You got to pay, yeah, you got to.
A sincere message for us. Thank you for being with us all year. What a journey we've been on. We're closing in on 400 episodes.
Who have I voted?
It's gotten worse. It was all right for a little bit. Now it's gotten worse.
Now it's coagulated into one giant fantail.
And Zach. And we appreciate have a great break. It's in, we're in January now, so I hope you had a good break. But, you know, if you're still on break, that's good. If you're back at work, that's good too. But we'll see you next week with a fresh, hot new one that you can vote on at the end of this year.
And if I'm me, I just love all of you boys so much.
Absolutely.
I love you so much too. We're very excited for next year.
This year,
we have decided we are not going to bank a single podcast this year because we know that people don't like it when we bank them.
But I think what we'll look forward to is making a song with Tom Armstrong.
Yes,
Tom Zaharia. We're going to do that. Michelle's coming in after this.
Yes, and we're going to do KK, which will be fun.
No, we've already done that, Mark.
Have we?
We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Auntie Donna podcast. Thanks for joining us for another RIP episode brought to you by AuntieDonnaClub.com. See you next week.
Listener.